Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. I'm Chad, and I serve with the Send Network and also LifePoint. We are in our Christmas series called Camouflage Christmas, and the main idea of this series is the proof is in the prophecies. For the past 2 weeks, we have looked at Jesus as prophet and priest. Now, we are looking at him as our king. And Sunday at the Lewis Center campus, we said that Christmas means that Jesus really is a different kind of king. I don't know about you guys, but there's a picture floating around the internet that I've seen that has a house with all these Christmas lights. And this house is absolutely decked out in lights. And the neighbors have put up in lights the word ditto with an arrow. And instead of going through the effort of actually putting up their own lights, they're simply riding the coattails of their neighbor's hard work. It's pretty epic. And while this level of mailing it in is totally acceptable when it comes to holiday house decorations, we have to guard against this when it comes to simply mailing in Christmas. I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm tempted to just make it through the holidays, right? With the sometimes frustrations of travel and the difficulties of being around family. We just want to make it through the holidays. We just want to place a ditto sign in our hearts and ride the coattails of others. But this Christmas, we have the opportunity to intentionally think about what it means that Jesus has come. And today, I want us to think about Jesus as our king. Here is the kind of king that Daniel chapter 7 says he is. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. So there's a lot going on in this verse, these couple of verses, that we could say about Jesus as king. But what stands out to me here is the fact that Jesus' kingdom is eternal. It will not pass away. It shall not be destroyed. And in a year like we've just had, we need to be reminded that Jesus is the eternal king. And if he is the eternal king, that means that his reign is forever. And that also means that the reign of everything else in our world that currently plagues us will one day come to an end. It means that poverty doesn't reign eternally, that crisis doesn't reign eternally, that conflict and strife and war doesn't reign eternally, disappointment doesn't reign eternally, heaviness, struggle, addiction, fear and anxiety, depression, those don't reign eternally. If Jesus is king, then Satan doesn't reign eternally. Pain doesn't reign eternally. Sickness doesn't reign eternally. And because we serve a risen king, death doesn't reign eternally. The reign of all of these things is coming to an end, bowing their knee to King Jesus, and only he will reign forever. Only he will be king eternally. Before I pray, I just want to say thanks again for checking out the DriveCast today, and I hope that you'll come back tomorrow for more episodes. Lord, thank you so much that you are a different kind of king, that your kingdom will last forever. Other kingdoms come and go, but yours is here to stay. Other things might rule now, might plague us now, but only you will reign eternally. Thank you for being our king. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, why don't you take a minute and pray and thank Jesus for being your king? Share one thing that you are grateful about that will not reign forever and ultimately will bow its knee to him.